Rockets football coverage continues on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com. It's time for the game. The game is proudly underwritten by Shannon Federal Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Perry's Auto Sales, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, Shelbyville Pharmacy, and Mortensen Family Dental with two locations in Shelbyville and one in Simpsonville. Now, let's go back to the field with the voice of the Rockets, Sean Cressip.
Hello, high school football fans, and welcome into the broadcast booth at Robert Doyle Stadium. Sean Cressip alongside Tom Doyle as we're almost underway here between the Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets. Both teams come in with 6-2 records tonight, and district implications still well in play for both teams. Christian Gayhart tees it up for Shelby County, kicks a high end over end kick down to the 15-yard line. That's Zachary Toole on the return. Has some room as he moves up the middle of the field. He's over the 35-yard line before being stopped. He'll be marked at about the 39 before the end of that play. And the Collins Titans, led by quarterback J.R. Lucas, will come onto the field for the first time in this ballgame.
Well, Sean, if this kickoff is any indication of the way the rest of this game is going to be, it's going to be a good one.
Little pushing and shoving there. Nothing too malicious to start the game. Both teams get to their sidelines and get their offense and defensive teams out. J.R. Lucas has two running backs, one to each side, one behind him in the shotgun. Takes the snap, going to hand off to Zach Stucker on first down. He's going to have it out across the 44. Between the 44 and 45-yard line on first down.
You know, they're lining up in a non-traditional set there, you know, sort of their power game. You could say three running backs back there with JR. Looks like they're going the same way.
Kind of a wishbone from the shotgun, if you will. And JR again in that same formation, one wide receiver to each side of the formation. And look over now to head coach Jerry Lucas, who calls the plays for this offense on the far sideline. Collins on second down and 6, moving from left to right in front of us. Lucas takes it, hands it off through the middle of the line to Stucker. Tiptoes over the 45-yard line, finds some room out now to the 48 before being tackled just short of the first down marker. We'll bring up the first third down here tonight for Collins.
You know, that's a good run by Zach Stucker. He got hit back about the 45, started leaning, you know, stretching it out, and got all the way out to the 48. Good run. Big third down right here starting the game.
Interesting to see the line play here tonight. Collins has the size advantage. Very big front on the offensive line. It'll be third down and 1 here from the 48-yard line. The whistle coming from the head official.
Equipment check here for one of the players. We're good to go.
And look over here to Cam Harris, who had some sort of an equipment issue, but there's the whistle for play. Third down and 1 from the 48-yard line. Lucas in the gun. Hands off to Nick Eads around the left side. Gets across the first down marker. He's into Rocket territory, down close to the 40-yard line, and the Titans will move the chains for the first time on this opening drive.
You know, Coach Lucas has talked about his offensive line all year. He's got some veterans up there. And I think he's wanting to come out and establish something, you know, a little smash-mouth football. Let's take it down the field. Just drive it down the field.
And Mark Eads down at the 41-yard line of Shelby County, first and 10 on the left hash mark. Just underway here at Robert Doyle Stadium, 10:13 on the clock in the opening quarter. Lucas, three backs in the backfield with him. He'll tuck this shotgun snap and run it to the left side, looking for room, but not much is there as he gets to the 40. Looks like Colin O'Hare in on the stop for Shelby County.
You know, the snap was a little high right there. I don't know if that threw the play off or that was a design run. It's a good stop by the defense for no gain. Maybe gain of 1.
Got a yard there at spot at the 40. Still on the left hash. So second down and 9 is Lucas. The same formation. One wide receiver to each side of the set. A running back to each side of Lucas. Zach Stucker lined up directly behind him. Out. 7-8 yards deep in the formation. Second down, handoff to Stucker. Left side, lots of room through that side of the line, and Stucker into the secondary. tackled as he gets inside the 25 on a big hit from Cameron Armstrong and Ethan Goree. And another first down for the Titans.
It's good opening up through the left side, and it seems most of their plays have been over center to the left. Chubby's going to have to tighten up on that side over there.
Miles McGibbon on the left side of the line as they spot him down at the 22-yard line. First and 10, Collins. Lucas in the shotgun, takes a snap, drops back, looking to pass. Over the left side, wide open down the left side of the field was Klonakis. But Lucas overthrows him. And that one falls incomplete. Some extracurricular activity in the backfield as Colin O'Hare took a late block there from Nathan Jacobs.
On the throw, Goree sort of got tangled up. You know, he thought they'd come back and run, blocking and sort of blocking. He got his feet tangled up. Collins had the guy break wide open, and just JR just missed him.
Bring up second down and 10. Collins in no hurry here as they still look over here to the sideline for the play. Now come to the line. Lucas in the gun, takes a snap, high snap, and looks like maybe a botched play as Nick Eats takes the handoff, but ran into his own man, Stucker in the backfield, slowed him up, getting out to about the 21-yard line, so about a little more than a yard there on second down. I'll bring up third down and about a long 7 or 8 yards here.
You know, Sean, that was a designated counterplay, one back going one, then one the other, but the high snap sort of threw the timing off a little bit and just sort of bunched everybody up back there.
8:11 here to go in the first quarter. No score between the Rockets and the Titans. Third down and 8 for J.R. Lucas and his offense, dropping back to pass, looking toward the end zone, and overthrows the receiver in the end zone, intended for number 12, Cam Harris, and falls incomplete. And with a third or a fourth down coming up here, it appears that the Titans will trot on their special teams unit and kicker Webb Bates.
You know, that's a good stop by the Rockets. Mark Lane with Collins was moving the ball down the field, you know, with ease, and we bowed up. This is basically a 38-yard field goal.
From the left side of the field, Bates kick. End over end. Does it have enough? Oh, just on the crossbar. Gets over and in. And the Titans take an early 3-0 lead on a kick that just had enough.
You know, snap was high. JR did a great job going up and getting that down.
And so with that, the 38-yarder is good. Titans lead it early, 3-0. You're listening to high school football on WXLN.
So much can change in life, but a happy, healthy smile, that can stay with you the whole way. At Morton's and Family Dental, we've fostered healthy smiles for two generations, lifetimes of care and expertise. With convenient locations, evening and Saturday hours, insurance acceptance, and even financing programs, our family's here when you need us. Morton's and Family Dental, family-friendly dental. Call 502-244-9595 today or visit MortensonFamilyDental.com.
Mortensen Family Dental with two locations in Shelbyville and one in Simpsonville under Wright WXLN Radio.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Welcome back to Robert Doyle Stadium. A high kick, short kick from Webb Bates comes down in the hands of Caleb Moorhead for the Rockets with a short return. They're going to mark it just over the 30 at the 31-yard line, and the Rocket offense, led by quarterback Colin O'Hare, will trot on for their first drive of the night, trailing 3-0.
You know, that was a perfect kick by Webb. You know, he had it high, and he did not give Shelby County much room for a return.
Rockets come out with two wide receivers here to the near side. They send a man in motion. And Colin O'Hare going to keep it here on first down. He'll get the short gain out to about the 34-yard line on the quarterback keeper. No, they'll mark it back about a yard to the 33.
I guess we're going to have to question the spots on our sideline all night.
Second down and 8. 7:24 left to go here in the first quarter. Collins leading 3-0. Shelby County with their first possession. O'Hare sends William Davis in motion, coming to the near side to give it to Moorhead through the middle of the line. He'll have about 4, maybe 5 yards on second down. Lost his helmet as he came down, and so Moorhead going to have to come off for this play. Gain of 5 out to the mark it at the 38-yard line. It'll be third down and short for the Rockets. Wide receiver goes to each side of the formation. Jose Carrillo's in the game for Moorhead. They sent William Davis in motion. Now send him back to his original slot position on the right side. Third and 3. Davis in motion. They give it to Carrillo's up the middle. No, that's O'Hare on the keep. Will he get across the boundary for the marker? Boy, it's awfully close. They're going to whistle the play dead.
First down.
And he will get out to the 42-yard line, and that's a first down conversion on the quarterback keep. A great fake. He had me fooled. But Colin O'Hare got just enough. They needed 3. He got 4. And the Rockets convert their first third down conversion.
You know, that was a good conversion right there with that Caleb in. Jose in, like you said, a very good fake on the triple option.
Keon Stone goes in motion. This one's a screen to Cameron Armstrong here on the near side. Out across the 44, out to the 45-yard line. So a gain of 3 on first down on the reception to number 14, Cameron Armstrong.
I think it's real important that Chevy County does have some sort of passing game tonight. If they don't, Collins will end up stacking the box with 11 in there. And I think trying to get to the outsides, it appears.
They spot him down short of the 45, another yard shy, so it's a 2-yard gain on first down. They give to Moorhead here. Nope, it's O'Hare. First down run. Does he get to the marker? It sure looks like it, but far side official is just shy of the marker. And the actual spot is good. So
hey, we like the guy on our side now.
The middle official gave him the spot into Collins territory, and Colin O'Hare with another first down run. Ball down between the 47 and 48-yard line.
You know, Colin must be seeing something already. They must be, you know, clogging that middle pretty heavy.
Keeps it again here on first down, coming to the near side. Lost the football, but did he get
no,
it back?
He had it.
Oh, that football was coming out as he went down to the ground at about the 40.
I think, you know, they sort of pulled him down sideways, and that ball was up there in that wing, but he was able to hang on to it.
They do spot him at the 40-yard line of Collins, and he does retain it, so it'll be second down and 3. Clock moving at 4:50 left to go in the first quarter. They do hand off to Moorhead here. He has the first down, moving on the near sideline. They spot him to the 35-yard line. They'll stop the clock here to move the chains, and Shelby County moving the football on their first drive.
We just run by Colin hard up through there, and you know, took about 3 guys to get him down.
The first and 10 from the 35-yard line. Moorhead back in the game with that last run. We'll send Keon Stone in motion. O'Hare keeps it again, moving through the middle of the line, breaks a tackle down to the 30, and he'll be tackled at the 29-yard line. And so Colin O'Hare with a 6-yard gain on first down.
I tell you what, the fullbacks and the quarterbacks have got it riding excellent tonight. That's about the third time we've had trouble trying to pick up exactly where that football is. Collins doing an excellent job running the triple option.
Eads and Stucker on the tackle there for Collins. He's second down and 4 from just inside the 30-yard line of Collins. Stone goes in motion. Going to fake the sweep, hand off on the inside counter to William Davis. And O'Hare and Davis almost in a collision that knocked both of them down. O'Hare went to the ground. Davis was able to pick up 2 yards.
I mean, William had somebody closing down on him real hard, and I think he probably saw that coming. He was able to grab that football and duck underneath that guy for a little positive yards for another third and short situation.
So it'll be third down and 2 from the 27-yard line. Stone in motion. O'Hare going to keep it again inside the 25, all the way down to the 20, and another first down run for the Rockets.
I mean, just a excellent push up front. Chubby County is just doing an excellent job on getting to the corners.
3:15 to go here in the opening quarter between the Titans and Rockets. Titans lead it 3-0 after scoring on their first drive. Shelby County still with their first possession here.
A little delay to get the chain set over there.
Now the whistle for play blows. Ball spotted at the 21-yard line. First and 10. Davis comes in motion. They give it to him on the toss sweep. Inside the 20. Spins down at around the 16-yard line. For a gain of 5 on first down.
That was a good, absolutely great seal on the left-hand side. Keon Cameron Armstrong giving William one-on-one out here with Tool on the corner.
So it'll be second down and 5 inside the red zone for the first time tonight for Shelby County. Rockets huddled back at the 22-yard line. O'Hare now lines up in the shotgun. Moorhead directly behind him. Colin O'Hare keeps it again. He's going to be across the first down boundary, and he'll be tackled inside the 10-yard line at about the 8 is where the near side official is. And so the Rockets have it first and goal inside the 10.
I sort of chuckled when you was calling that because I was watching Caleb, and I thought Caleb had it up through there.
The fakes have been carried out very well so far. They've had me a few times, but O'Hare's done a nice job of selling it and then getting upfield for positive yards. It is first and goal. Rockets trail 3-0 here, 2:13 on the clock here in the opening quarter. Moorhead lined up directly behind the quarterback. Stone goes in motion. Try a hard count to draw the Titans offside, and now they'll look back for the play to the sideline. Offensive coordinator Nick Edwards. Stone back in motion. They give it to Moorhead here on first down inside the 5 and down to about the 4-yard line is where they'll spot him. It'll be second and goal from the 4.
You see both coaches making line adjustments. Brandon Hinojosa in for Shelby County up front. Had a good block down through there.
Isaiah White coming in on that interior line for Collins. Second and goal from the 4. Stone in motion. They give to Moorhead. He's down toward the goal line. Let's see. Are they going to be just
about
a bit
one.
Short? Maybe the 1 or just outside of the 1-yard line. Gage Arvin on the tackle for Collins. On the right hash marks where the official places. Actually, no, that's in the middle of the field. Excuse me. And third down and goal for Shelby County from about the 1.5-yard line. O'Hare in the gun, takes a snap, keeps it himself, dives over the goal line and into the end zone for the touchdown. Colin O'Hare on the 2-yard run for Shelby County puts them ahead for the first time tonight on their opening drive, Tom, something we haven't really seen from this Rocket team in most of their games, except going back to maybe Fairdale or some of the earlier games in the year where they
heard James Coach Shipley talking on the Coach Shipley show last night about the halftime speech was given on Thursday.
Yeah. The Rockets go ahead here with just under a minute left in the first quarter of play. Each team has had one possession. Kicker Christian Gayhart on for the kick, and it's a low snap. Stone's going to have to pick it up and run. Will he get to the boundary? No good. He's going to say he's short, and so the Rockets fail on their extra point try. The snap bounced or kind of rolled back to Keon Stone, and he couldn't pick it up in time to give Gayhart a shot at it, so he just tried to run it in and came up about a few feet short. But with 43 seconds to go here in the first quarter, the Rockets lead the Titans 6-3. This is high school football on WXLN.
Are you suffering from low back pain? Have nagging pain in your neck? Is joint pain keeping you from doing the things that you enjoy? Are you dealing with tendonitis, arthritis, or plantar fasciitis? Are you preparing or recovering from joint surgery? If so, Max Performance Physical Therapy is the choice for you. Alice Creakey and her staff have been the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 14 years. At Max Performance, we realize that each patient is different and the same treatments are not for everyone. So a plan is put together that fits your needs. Whether you're an athlete, weekend enthusiast, working cooking professional or someone who's tired of living with pain, our highly trained staff and our state-of-the-art equipment will help make your recovery be as pleasant as possible so you can get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment at 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Football is on the radio. The leaves are falling, and we're proud to be your hometown radio station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
6-3 our score. Welcome back here to Robert Doyle Stadium. Rockets on top with 35 seconds left. The ensuing kickoff return from Cam Harris brought out to the 41-yard line, but a flag down at the 30. Going to go against the receiving team, Collins.
Preliminary was a holding. Be 10 yards from the spot.
So it is a hold against the Titans, and they'll back this up. The flag down at the 30. They'll put it back down at the 20-yard line, and so a big change from being out at the 41 or 42 on the return. About a 21-yard penalty.
I'll tell you what, Sean, 35 seconds ago in this quarter, you told me each team had the ball one time. I wouldn't have believed it.
One possession each as Collins will have the football here with 35 seconds and some change at their own 20-yard line. 6-3 our score. Shelby County scoring on a Colin O'Hare touchdown run. Failed extra point. Lucas with two running backs in the backfield, three wideouts, two to his left. Takes a snap, hands it off on the inside counter, and that's Zach Stucker down the middle of the field, and he's going to be into the secondary, out to the 45-yard line before being tackled by Devontae Chandler and William Davis. And a big run there on first down for Zach Stucker.
Collins overloaded his side a little bit and fake going the other way, back to Stucker coming up. Huge hole.
Sent that run up very nicely. Delayed handoff to Stucker, and first and 10 now for Collins at their own 45-yard line. Clock running here at 16 seconds. Lucas standing at his own 40. Takes a snap, going to hand off to A.J. Bradford, but he's being wrapped up in the backfield. Had nowhere to go, and that's going to be about a 2 or 3 yard loss on first down and will be the last play of the first quarter here. But that was the freshman A.J. Bradford on a 3 yard loss back to the 42-yard line, and that's the end of the opening quarter. A lot of fun so far, and it's only been 12 minutes. We'll have the rest of the second half coming up after the break. 6-3 our score, Shelby County leading Collins here on Power 93.3 WXLN.